My Country 95.5, it's finally Friday, and you know how we love talking veterans here on My Country 95.5, and we love when we get to talk to them. And Caleb Lindsay, we've talked to Caleb over the years with Casper College, and now, Caleb, you kind of have a new project on the horizon here.
Yes, I have what's called the Silent Battle. It's a Silent Battle Committee, and it's a foundation that I've put together and worked with some amazing leaders from across Casper to work on bringing this sculpture, this amazing bronze sculpture to Casper that will really bridge the gap for veterans and mental health in a silent battle that we carry home long after we take our uniforms off.
A few years ago, this is kind of where you got wind of this. The silent battle rolled through. It was kind of a rolling memorial came to Casper, right?
Yes, it's the sculpture that goes along with the Eyes of Freedom. As many might remember, we hosted the Eyes of Freedom at Casper College in 2018 and in 2023. I was part of the club that came, when it came through the second time, and I got to meet the team, and I got to meet the artist, the wonderful artist, who really imagined this and put it into bronze, literally.
And you know, the thought of silent battle, you know, you think, oh, okay, I kind of see where it's coming from, but if you haven't served, if you haven't, you know, had those moments of the lowest of lows, then it really probably doesn't resonate as much as it does to the veterans that have gone through the tough times in the years. And that's kind of where the idea comes with Silent Battle, is, you know, you're fighting those demons inside.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's plenty of veterans here in Casper that can attest to this, but we look at am I okay to use the suicide statistic thing?
Yeah.
We look at statistics. I mean, we hear often the 22 a day number. The number's closer to 17 now from my research, and that adds up to about 6,000 a year. And with 6,000 a year, in just 4 years, we meet this 24,000 number. And the reason I point that number out is that's nearly the same number of men and women that were killed. Sorry. The same number of service members that were killed during the entirety of the Normandy campaign in World War II. And so it really puts that image into perspective for veterans. I mean, we don't call this a war. We don't call it a war, but I personally feel like it is. I think we don't call it a war, though, because if we did, we'd have to admit that we're losing it as a country. And so I think bringing attention to it and starting this conversation is really important.
So Silent Battle will be the name of this project. And really, the wheels of the project are just starting. Like, this is pretty much the young stage of this campaign.
Yes, it's very new. We're working on dates and time frames. We're looking at late summer to fall of 26 is when we're looking to have it here and have everything going on. And we're working on the fundraising right now, whether it's events or direct grassroots donations from people within Casper as well as the community.
And this really is going to impact so many people because of the number of veterans that live in Wyoming. Wyoming, a great state to retire to if you're a service member and you come here, you have good benefits and whatnot, and a good support staff. And that really is one of the things that I noticed when I moved here is, you know, we always hope that veterans will look out for veterans, but here in the Casper area in Wyoming, boy, they sure do.
Yeah, you mentioned the numbers. Wyoming's one of the highest veterans per capita in the country. I believe we're around 9 or 10% of our population are veterans, which is phenomenal. I made a joke one time when I was in Washington D.C. One time I made a joke about the veteran population is lesser or the entire population of Wyoming is lesser than the cattle population of Wyoming. And so I always find that funny. But either way, the veteran community here is probably one of the best that I've personally seen within a state and within a small community.
So you were mentioning to me that you have a good board. You have a good group of people that are working for the Silent Battle Memorial. Is that what you're going to call it? What are you calling the sculpture when it's finished?
So the sculpture will be the Silent Battle sculpture. The group putting it together, the team that I have is the Silent Battle Committee. And the Silent Battle Committee is working with many leaders from across Casper. From different organizations, the American Legion, the Veterans Commission, mental health connections with mental health and counselors and whatnot. And so it's really the make stuff happen people that I call it. They're the people that can go out there and they can make things happen. They can hear a vision, they can see a mission, and they can go, okay, I'm getting to this. Let's get it done.
Well, we're going to have a link in the My Country 95.5 app with a lot of the information that you need to know about the Silent Battle and the future plans of this. And I know that you want to hold off a little bit on where you're thinking about putting it, just so we don't jinx it. But I think that we'll have you back, because you mentioned here in just a short period of time that you're hoping to have the design laid out and the place you're going to be able to put the sculpture.
Yes. Yep. We're going to have everything pounded out in the next couple, or smoothed out in the next couple of months. And so we're going to have way more information, and I'm going to keep coming back to keep emailing you, keep you up to date on everything that we're doing throughout this process.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure to get there and check it out. We'll give you all the information. And I know that you mentioned having grassroots fundraising. And have you started this process yet, or is this going to happen in the next couple of months too?
We've started individual stuff, and we're always open to donations. We have a Facebook page, so if you're wanting to donate in any way, whether it's financial or in kind donation, stuff like that, or just really sharing our story on social media. We have our Facebook that you can share and follow and like and reach out to us directly from there. I'll also give my contact information over to you to be able to email us directly if you'd like to be able to do a donation like that as well.
All right. Very good. Caleb Lindsay and the Silent Battle. We're looking forward to this, and I think another great opportunity for veterans in the Casper region.
Yes.